A good thriller has a way of sneaking up on you. Things and people are rarely as they first seem, and stories have more twists and turns than a carnival helter-skelter. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new novels that will knock you for a whirl. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. With its camera-ready dialogue, propulsive pacing, and unusually relatable killer, Marisa Cascino's debut novel, Best Offer Wins, racked up many kudos before it ever hit bookstores. It has been optioned by Hulu for a series and selected by the Good Morning America and Good Housekeeping book clubs, the latter particularly fitting since the plot revolves around a very good house indeed. A perfect house, you might say, one which represents everything Margot Miyake and Ian Tanner have been looking for in their forever home. In fact, the first time she sets eyes on it, Margot speculates that if I looked from the side, I would see that it was a flattened set from a movie titled Margot's Dream Home or Margot Dies and Goes to Heaven. And yes, it is also very funny. Since so many of us are crazy about real estate, browsing Zillow and visiting open houses just for fun, Margot's laser focus doesn't seem so off at first. In her case, there's good reason to be motivated. She and Ian sold their row house at the peak of the pandemic bull market, planning to wait it out in a rental till they could find the dream house in the suburbs. Since that was 10 bidding wars ago, when her real estate agent calls with a tip on a house that hasn't been listed yet, Margot very understandably goes into overdrive. She checks out the house, falls in love, then gets bad news. The sellers won't entertain an early offer. On the plus side, it's going to be within her price range. Yeah, right, thinks Margot. Not after the bidding war. It's time to get creative. Fortunately, Margot has the research skills of a crack journalist. Within minutes, she's figured out which yoga studio Kurt, the owner, goes to, has taken in his New York Times wedding announcement and his Twitter feed, and found his husband Jack's Instagram, including pictures of their adorable Asian daughter. Visualizing a little Asian girl on the tire swing in the backyard turns the key in the lock of Margot's obsession. Sometimes when I can't sleep, all I can think is, no house, no baby, no house, no baby, in an endless agonizing loop. Her yearning for motherhood is part of a constellation of characteristics that makes her so sympathetic. How could a funny, self-deprecating dog lover with a name like Margot be a cold-blooded killer? You can't help wishing she didn't have to go so far and turn so bad to get her mitts on this house, but did she have a choice? As friendly tactics fail and Margot moves on to blackmail, we become aware of the sociopathic little heart beating inside that Lululemon sports bra. She's in Kurt's office, watching his panic and despair unfold as she reveals her plan to destroy his life. Her reaction? I don't think I've ever had this much fun. It's a revealing moment. But wait. If you think about it, it's not just Margot who has fun with malfeasance and mayhem. In fact, there's a whole literary genre based on it, and Marisa Cascino is its new rising star. Also new and noteworthy is a more traditional thriller called The Gallagher Place, a debut from Julie Dore. When a murder occurs on their property upstate, a New York family is forced into the spotlight, as is the unsolved disappearance of their daughter Marlo's best friend, a local girl, 20 years earlier. Gorgeous setting, class tension, and family secrets make this natural for fans of Liz Moore's God of the Woods.
The books are Best Offer Wins by Marisa Cascino and The Gallagher Place by Julie Dore. You can find more information about these titles on our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Look for the books at your favorite local bookstore. You never know what else you might find. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.